I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll learn why hope can be found in the rubble of Myanmar's historic earthquake. Then later, how much of your stuff do you actually own? We'll consider an answer in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Myanmar, where the death toll from Friday's quake has surpassed 2,700. That will rise as life-saving work turns to recovery work. Thousands in the city of Mandalay and other hard-hit regions are living in the streets. Brian Dennett with AMG International explains that Myanmar's four-year civil war has already pushed the nation deep into instability.
Any disruption like this, you know, having a massive earthquake in the midst of it all is just devastating.
But even in the disaster, God has prepared his people to respond.
We've been offering relief throughout the civil war. We have a trusted network of churches across Myanmar, ministry workers, as well as our team just over the border in Thailand. We're there. We're already on the inside. We don't need to deploy people. We really are well positioned to make a difference there.
Over the weekend, AMG sent generators and food support.
As always, everything we do at AMG is an opportunity for us to share the gospel and to share hope.
Would you prayerfully consider joining AMG to help brothers and sisters in Christ and others in tremendous need? Connect with AMG in the full story at our website, missionnews.org. Next, an Israeli airstrike targeting a Hezbollah official killed four people in Lebanon's capital on Tuesday. Israel says the targeted official was helping Hamas plan an attack on Israeli civilians. It was Israel's second airstrike in Beirut in 5 days, straining the U.S.-brokered ceasefire that ended last year's devastating conflict. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says,
it's very tenuous at best, the ceasefire. I mean, there is lobbing of shells back and forth almost every day.
Months of war between Israel and Hezbollah have left southern Lebanon in tatters. Heart for Lebanon's teams are making repairs in several hundred homes.
Nonprofits, especially faith-based in Lebanon, can't rebuild a house. We can repair a room in a home.
Work begins in the kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the family, and the mom can, with a new stove and refrigerator and a few things, can make a meal. They can sit around it. They can talk.
As they work, believers talk to families about the Lord. Interest leads to deeper conversations.
Our missional leadership students are going throughout southern Lebanon doing these small group Bible studies. They have about 130 different people.
Pray that lives will change as people meet Jesus at the kitchen table.
These kitchens could become like a house church eventually.
And are you committed to holding resources loosely and seeking God's direction before stewarding them?
We've all heard, you know, giving of your time, talent, and treasure. There's another acronym called LIFE. Your labor, your influence, your finances, and your experience.
Jeff Mallory with the A3 Leadership Network says an important aspect of spiritual maturity is generosity.
An understanding that we don't own anything. Everything that we have is from the Lord.
A3 is now offering a generosity curriculum that focuses on open-handedness and obedience. The program was piloted a year ago and has since been launched with businessmen in Indonesia and India.
Many wanted to take it and get trained up as facilitators and take it back to their churches and their own networks.
The volunteers who participated in the program work with A3 and, in Mallory's assessment, are already practicing generosity.
But to see how the Lord really owns everything, and to take time to pray, to listen to the Lord, but also to obey what he's calling us to do. That was the call to action.
The goal of the program is to spark a conversation between participants and the Lord.
To hopefully facilitate that light bulb going on about ownership, stewardship, faith, and spiritual maturity.
And it comes down to a simple question. Are you willing to write a blank check to God? Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.